Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of dominion. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 from the Easy Bible says, God blessed them. He said to them, give birth to children, grow in number, fill the earth, and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, rule over the birds in the sky, rule over every different kind of living animal that moves along the ground. Hallelujah.
Welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God.
This shout out goes out to all our friends, well wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. God richly bless you for your deliberate efforts and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the word. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after the short musical break. Stay right there, don't go anywhere.
I travel a road all wrong. My heart had lost its joy and its song. Then grace placed me right where I belong. When mercy rewrote my life, mercy fallen, my soul cast way down, but mercy.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank God for his mercies. Mercy rewrote my life. A beautiful song done by Jimmy Swaggart. I hope you were blessed by that beautiful song. Amen. You're welcome back. Here's God's word for the 29th day in April 2024. Genuine repentance attracts undeniable mercy from God. Our theme scripture is from Proverbs chapter 28 verse 13. People who conceal their sins will not prosper, but if they confess and turn from them, they will receive mercy. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for a beautiful Monday morning. Thank you, Lord, for your word that has come to us. We are grateful and we receive it with grateful hearts. We also receive understanding to your word and the ability to do according as you have taught. In Jesus' name, amen. One of God's greatest blessings to humanity is the gift of mercy, because without it, no one will be able to thrive in this life. In Lamentation chapter 3 verse 22, prophet Jeremiah said, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not." And to everyone reading or listening to this devotional today, may God's mercies never depart from your life at any time or for any reason. Amen. The mercy of God is a waymaker, a door opener, and a forerunner of God's favor. In Psalms 102 verse 13, the psalmist prayed, "You will arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her, yes, the set time has come." Beloved, no matter how many prophecies have been spoken over your life, without the mercies of God, it is possible to live and die without seeing any of these prophecies coming to pass. Yes, we all need the mercy of God at all times. The mercy of God can deliver a person from an evil consequence that he or she justly deserves. The mercy of God can change the hearts of people who wouldn't want to see or help you again because of something that you did to them or against them. The mercy of God is the divine eraser that wipes away regrettable actions or inactions of the past and positions you for fresh opportunities. Therefore, if there is anything that you need in this time and always, it is the sovereign mercy of God. In Romans chapter 9 verse 15, Apostle Paul referenced Exodus chapter 33 verse 19 thus, "For God said to Moses, I will show mercy to anyone I choose, and I will show compassion to anyone I choose." So, it is God who decides to show mercy. We can neither choose it nor work for it. Beloved, it's not about your hard work, your intelligence, your smartness, your social and spiritual connections, etc. It is about the mercy of God. While the mercy of God is dispensed at God's sovereign discretion, the Word of God makes provisions for us to trigger or initiate the dispensing of His mercy. One of such triggers is genuine repentance. By genuine repentance, I mean confessing one's wrongdoings to God and turning away from it wholeheartedly. It is not enough to just confess what we have done wrong. Genuine repentance involves a departure from the wrong we have confessed to God. Wherever and whenever God sees genuine repentance, He seems somewhat compelled to release sovereign mercy without fail. Therefore, the problem is not that you did something wrong, it is the fact that you have not genuinely turned away from it. According to our theme scripture, a lack of repentance can hinder the prosperity of a believer, while genuine repentance can attract the mercy of God, which can open doors for incredible prosperity for you. Therefore, examine your life and genuinely repent of all known actions and inactions that may want to pose a hindrance to your prosperity. Indeed, genuine repentance attracts God's mercy. Take advantage of it today. Shalom. Let us pray together, believers. Say after me, Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. I promise that I will not conceal any known wrongdoings from you, but will promptly confess and turn away from it. I receive the grace to say no to all forms of unrighteousness. In Jesus' name, and we all say, Amen. Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you've entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokuta, time 8 a.m.
check out the description box for our social media handles, and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube, and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, we encourage you to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below.
We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Eno Michael singing My Set Time. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex Afamifene. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you. My set time is here.
favor. My set time is here. You will rest. Oh God, your honesty is me. My time of favor. My time is here.
Thank you, Lord.
It's not of him that weeps. It's not of him that runs. But it's the Lord. Shows me a sin. Your message has the full of me. Your message has the full of me. Then I did a door. They that trust in you will not be put to shame. For you are the glory and the lifter up of my head. Hallelujah. Arise and shine the light. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise, arise, arise. The moment you can lay away, I saw hope. The moment you can wait.
I said time is here. I said time is here. Favor is here. Favor is here. Favor is here. See, yours is yours. Favor is here. Promotion is here. Healing is here. Favor is here. This is my turn. My sentence.